What about the multi-kinase inhibitors that affect, more than one target? And we were talking about erlotinib and bevacizumab. What about the agent Zactima that I guess is a TKI that's trying to sort of hit both pathways? Is that your understanding of it?
Yeah, so it works on both VEGF and EGFR to different degrees. The low dose is more of a VEGF inhibitor, the higher dose is more of a combination. And there have been some phase two studies that John Heymach has been a leader in, John out at MD Anderson, that suggested that adding vandetanib to docetaxel may provide a benefit. And so there's a randomized phase three study that I think we're going to hear about maybe the end of this year that looks at docetaxel plus minus vandetanib. Also studies comparing vandetanib head-to-head with, I believe, gefitinib. And so we're going to get some information about this to see. It appears as a single agent that the higher dose may be better, and that with chemotherapy, the lower dose may be better because of the potential antagonism between an EGFR agent and chemotherapy.
And I guess the thinking is that when you get kind of a differential effect in terms of when you change the dose, it changes the way it blocks the pathways?
Right. The lower dose is more of a pure VEGF agent, and so you don't have any of the potential antagonistic effects of the EGFR agent.
Now, generally, we've seen, I guess, the same side effects that you see with antibodies hitting the same pathways as with TKIs. When you use, I guess, the lower dose of vandetanib that you see the VEGF effects, do you see stuff like hypertension, proteinuria?
Yeah, you do, but I believe for a lot of them, the incidence is actually a little bit lower than bevacizumab, and whether that actually correlates with maybe less anti-VEGF activity. One of the things that we're trying to look at in the ECOG study is, and others have tried to do it with other agents, is the association between something like hypertension and outcome. And do you need evidence of elevated blood pressure to show that you are having enough of an anti-VEGF effect? I think Joan Schiller and the group looked at that with axitinib, another oral VEGF agent, and seemed to suggest that there was a relationship between blood pressure elevations. That, of course, is a very complicated interpretation because it depends on how aggressively one is trying to control the blood pressure and did someone have hypertension to start with. And so it becomes very complex, but it's an interesting thought.
I heard the same thing, I guess, in terms of, and I think it's just being published in the JCO, breast cancer, and his question of SNPs and whether or not hypertension related to that predicts response in breast, but they thought it did.
Yeah. Again, this study also suggested that outcomes such as survival may well be related.